Hi, and welcome to Newspeak.com. My name is David Barker, and you're about to hear a story from a collection called Terrors of the 21st Century. I like to think of this collection as a celebration of suburban banality. Enjoy. I have no way of accounting for the fact that I woke up this morning with a feeling deep within my bones that today was going to be an extraordinary day, and I think if I had been paying attention, I would have noticed a collision of improbable events, like some freak alignment of the planets, or that scientists had discovered two identical snowflakes, or maybe that psychometrists had detected just the trace of an IQ in Paris Hilton. But whatever it is, I'm sure that if I had been paying attention, I would have had the sign clearly in front of me that today was going to be an extraordinary day. And it all began like this.
Yeah?
Mr. Barker?
Yeah.
Are you Mr. David Barker?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Barker, my name is Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson, yeah. How do you do?
Yeah, I'm from the FCC.
The what?
The FCC. You've heard of the FCC, haven't you?
What's the FCC?
The Federal Communications Commission. We're a watchdog of media.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
Well, we felt that it was important enough to pay you a personal visit. And we have this little envelope for you. Will you take that?
Yeah, okay. Let me see. Yeah. An envelope from the FCC. Okay. Let's check it out here. Notice of infraction.
Notice of infraction? What's this notice of infraction?
$5,000.
What's this? $5,000. $5,000 for what?
Well, Mr. Barker, you see, we at the Federal Communications Commission regard ourselves as watchdogs, protecting the moral sensibilities of the American listening public, and apparently you have been using the word fuck without a over the fuck, if you know what I mean. You've been using that in your podcast. Listen, Lyndon Johnson, or whatever the hell your name is, I couldn't give a flying fuck for the moral sensibilities of the American listening public. I'll say whatever the fuck I please on my podcast. Now, you watch your language there. You don't want to be slapped with another fine from us. You know, $5,000 for a first offense, but it goes up and up and up from there. You have to be careful, you know. We've had other serious events where you've seen, wardrobe malfunction, you know. Well, that's a serious problem. Nobody's going to see a wardrobe malfunction on a podcast. Well, you know, you may graduate to a videocast someday.
Listen, I just don't understand this. You're serving this in Toronto. Toronto is not part of the United States of America. I'm a foreign national on foreign soil. You have no jurisdiction here.
Well, you see, the Federal Communications Commission takes a different view of things. The view we take of things is that if there is the possibility that even though your fuck originates from another country, if it ends up in the ears of the listening American public, then it is an offense under American law, and we have the right to sue your ass for using that fuck. Now, do I make myself clear?
Yeah, you make yourself clear. You make yourself clear that you're a fucking idiot. I think you're just on a power trip. That's all I think. You know what I think it really boils down to is? You've got a small penis, and you're compensating by running around serving people with fines just to make yourself feel big and puffed up. Well, you know what? You're still not big and puffed up when you're in a bathroom. Now, you look here. There's no call for that language, that kind of talk to me. I'm just the messenger here. No, you're not. You just get off on this sort of thing, don't you?
do not talk to me in that patronizing tone of voice. Patronizing? I'm not the one that's patronizing. You're the one that's going around telling people what they can and cannot say and serving them with $5,000 fines. Well, now you look out, because it could be just as easily $10,000. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I think I've hit it on the head. I think I've hit the nail on the head. You've just got this little itty-bitty penis. That's what it is. Now, you just watch yourself there. You are starting to piss me off royally. Oh, really? Well, how do you think I feel getting a $5,000 fine for something that isn't even your jurisdiction? Now, you don't talk to me about my jurisdiction. I'll talk to you about your small jurisdiction anytime I please. You stop it with that. See? See? I'm right. I know I'm right. You're just on a power trip. It's a Freudian compensation. That's what it is. Freudian compensation. You're just some son-of-a-bitch cocksucker. That's what you are. Oh, really? I want to show you something, Lyndon Johnson. What's that? This. What is it? It's a webcam. I've just recorded your words. I'm going to show the whole world what kind of language the FCC likes to use when they're serving their fines. Wait a second. You mean you recorded me calling you a cocksucker? Yes, I did. So you're going to post that on your podcast? Well, I will if I have to. What would it take for you just to make that little piece disappear? Why don't you just take this little notice of infraction and make it disappear? Well, I suppose I could do that. Here, you just give it back to me. There, I'll take it. And you just make that little cocksucker comment disappear, right? And you just have yourself a real good day. Good. And you too. Fucking A.